So everybody knows, you know, one of these halachas that everybody knows, when someone asks you what's tonight's svira, so everybody knows you're not supposed to say, oh, last night, you're right, everybody says last night was 27. Now, so first of all, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya. There's really a lot of other ways to do that. The Mishnah Berurah is machriya that if you don't say today is, then it's perfectly all right if you just answer him a number. What's today's sfira? 28. No problem. Mishnah Berurah paskins. There are other achrayim that are more machmir, so you can say, okay, you know, why not be machmir? The Mishnah Berurah gives another etza to think that you don't want to be yotze. Rav Shulchan Aruch points out, you know, it depends what's going on in the person's mind. It's not enough to think that you are not having kavanah to be yotze, because if it's drabonon, then mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. You have to have like a specific. I don't want to be yotze. I'm a chavi not to be yotze. I intend not to be yotze. Not I don't intend to be yotze. The Rav Shulchan Aruch points that out, because since it's drabonon, you might not need kavana. So it has to be a more positive-negative, or more negative-positive, whatever it is. And you could always point in the siddur what it is. That's a good way. And there are shitas that if you don't say, if it's weeks already and you don't say the weeks, then that is already clear that you don't want to be yotze, because you wouldn't count that way, and that's another way to do it. Okay. Now we'll learn some feathers of others. We've started from the beginning. I think this is the fourth shir already since the beginning. And we're in the Akdama. And he's talking about the greatest gift of Hashem to mankind is intelligence. And he says there's three kinds. Two kinds are more for Olam Hazeh things. That's the ability to understand the Bria. And to know, you know, how the Bria, what the Bria is made out of, and such things. Plant life, zoology, astronomy, chemistry, physics, those types of things. Then there's a little more down to earth, so to speak, even though you have to know everything for that, but more practical, like mathematics and music are the examples he gives for more practical. For using the world, for doing something with the world. Hands-on doing. And the Chelek Shlishi is Chochmas Elokus, which is spiritual things and the ability to think about spiritual things. I would say they're usually conceptual, because we don't really have a visualization of things spiritual. So that ability is the third type of Chochmah. The gates, poskama boris barchel medabrim lahasik behem haTorah vaHaOlam. Ela shemitzus haChochmas haTzorach aleim yoisul leinyan haTorah. That's Chochmas Elokus. Umitzosum haTzorach aleim yoisul leToelas haOlam. Vasher haTzorach aleim yoisul leinyan haOlam. He haChochma haTachdona, the lowest madrega, lower madrega. Asher he Chochmas tivei hagufos umikrehen. Right, the study of the makeup of the physical things in this world. And the things that happen to them, and why they happen to them. He puts this on a higher madrega. I'm not sure why. The ability to do things with it, and that's math and music. He gives us examples. These chachmas unlock the secrets of the physical world. For toalosav, and how to use it. For hanos enemy menu, how to use herbs to heal yourself. How to what's nutritious? How to build a bridge? Umoros al kol inyone malachos, and they teach us practical things: how to make begodim, how to make food, how to build shelter, how to build a bridge. Umine tachbulos l'tzorche hagufos ulinyone kinyone haolam. Achachochma she'atzorech aleho yoser al haTorah, but to understand Torah, it's to really understand it, not on a low level, but to understand and get insight. Into Torah, you need to relate to it as a spiritual experience, and that has to be learned, and as Torah has to be studied. Very interesting link he makes here. He says, and the Torah was given for that purpose, to understand Elokus and to understand Torah. And that's why we find Chazal so makbid not to use the Torah for physical things, not to make it a kardom lachborbo, and not to do it to get kavod, or not to use it for olam hazeh things, because it's miyuchad for spiritual matters. So you're misusing what Hashem gave for spiritual purposes, and you're using it for mundane purposes. V'anachmi chayovim lulmod osa kedei lohodminu lahagia el torasenu. Ach lulmod osa, but if you're studying Torah and spiritual matters, kedei lahagia el hanos ha'olam, you're studying them like you study math, because of personal advantage or social advantage or personal use or to get a job or to get ahead, anything like that. So you're using it as if it was the other types of chokhmas. The other two chokhmas were given over to use and benefit yourself from olam hazeh, maximum benefit. Figure out everything and use it. Torah was given for spiritual matters. If you use Torah for mundane matters, that's terrible. Asur lanu. It's asur. V'amar Rabbi Seinu Tanya Lavos Hashem Elokecha Lishmoa Bekolo Shlo Yomar Odom Ekra Kedei Sheyikru'uni Chacham Eshne Kedei Sheyikru'uni Rebbe, so that people will have covered for me. Eshne Kedei Sheyazokim Veshe B'Yeshiva, I'll have a position. Elo Lamad Me'ahava, you have to learn because you want to know spiritual matters. And don't worry if Sofa Kovod Lovo. The Omru Asay Dvorim L'Shem Po'olam V'Daber Behem L'Shmon. That's the idea of learning Torah L'Shmo. V'Altasim HaTorah L'Sgadol Behem V'Lo Kardom Lachtoch Behem. You're mixing. There's Gvulos. These Chochmos were given for that. This Chochmo, those two. This Chochmo was given for this. And it's Osur to use this Chochmo for those matters, for secular matters, for mundane matters. For Omru Ashri Yeshareas Hashem b'mitzvosov chafetz miyod, Omru Rabbi Elazar b'mitzvosov lo b'schar mitzvosov, not even for the schar, it's for personal benefit. Because it's not al tiu kavodim amsham shenus rav al manas lekabul pras, eva avu kavodim amsham shenus rav shloim al manas lekabul pras, v'hi morish shemayim aleichem. So this really is we know that. I mean, we all learn it. The Torah Shema. Al tiu kavodim amsham shenus rav al manas lekabul pras. And don't make it a kardom lachbor, but so these are things we've heard before. But the way the Chavi Lavoda sets it up here in the very, very beginning of the Agdama is that there are chachmos given for specific purposes, and the chachma elakus and chachmas haTorah were given for spiritual purposes, and your mamish miss, it's like, there's gvulin. So you're not allowed to use that for that. And Adarabba, those things you're supposed to use in the service of Torah. That's what he said before. They're supposed to be used primarily for Olam Hazeh, and also to help you fulfill and maybe even understand at times Torah. Okay.